I solemnly promise first to maintain loyally the constitution of the Khyber Union. Second, to promote the good of the Union in preference to my own personal interests. Three, to safeguard the lawful rights of the minority as well as the majority party. Mr. Patron and President of the Khyber Union Islamia College, ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely thank you for the honor you have done me in conferring upon me the life honorary membership of the Union in appreciation and recognition of the national services I have rendered. This is the greatest honor the student community of Islamia College can award, and I assure you that I value it more than anything else. This is a unique occasion for me to feel proud. I am touched by your kind references to Qaeda Azam and me personally, which I deeply appreciate. You are in a privileged position. What with your magnificent building, extensive playground, and other amenities, you enjoy exceptional facilities of education and training. In a residential institution like yours, you have plenty of opportunities for building up character and imbibing qualities of opportunities of teamwork and resourcefulness. Your greatest weapon in life, which helps you overcome all difficulties, is your own character, strength of will, honesty, moral courage, and willingness to suffer for your convictions and ideals. All life to be meaningful and purposeful must have a moral foundation, otherwise it is drowned in fury, signifying nothing. Qaeda-Azam's foremost achievement and effort was his own impeccable character, which enabled him to face two of the mightiest forces and wrested freedom from for your nation. His example should be unfailing source of inspiration to you. The problem facing the country will be a challenge to your intelligence and capacity for action. You must prepare yourself from now onwards for the responsibilities that will fall on your shoulders. I would like to conclude by recalling to you what the Qaeda-Azam said about the importance of character and conscience. He observed, "I can assure you that there is nothing greater in this world than your own conscience, and when you appear before your God, you can say that you did your duty with the highest sense of integrity, honesty, and with loyalty and faithfulness. This is the spirit I want you to develop, and I'm sure you will develop the spirit and work in assurance in accordance with it."